So I have a few questions here about Ann Arbor Spark, and so I'm going to sort of ask them all at once. And bear with me because
how much time?
A few numbers.
What about timing?
Thank you.
This will be the last question, and then we'll go to closing remarks, okay?
Okay.
We're going to be here till 1, in other words.
No, no. We'll be here until about 12:15, and they'll get 90 seconds on this question.
Okay, so Spark's annual report claims it created 13,000 jobs, $1.5 billion in investment, and 547 companies. But the actual report shows a slightly different story, where there were only 685 jobs, $229 million in investment, and 149 companies. So the question is that you're all Democrats, but Spark was co-founded by our current governor, Snyder. Why do you continue to support it when the data in their reports don't match each other?
Okay, so I haven't looked at the data in the two reports. I think the question is the data right? Is the data wrong? Is not the relevant question. We could dig down and peel back all the layers and spend hours of doing it and be able to reconcile those numbers. I trust those numbers can be and would be and will be reconciled. Ann Arbor Spark. It is the only economic development corporation in town. I am on the board of the LDFA, and I support the contract that we have with Spark. And as you all know, I was very vocal several weeks ago when there was when city council questioned whether or not we should remove $75,000 contract with Spark, and I was very much against removing that contract. Again, we need to grow our job base. Spark has grown jobs. We can nickel and dime on the actual numbers of jobs, but no doubt Spark is doing their job. We actually asked them to be accountable for the numbers that they reported to us. Turns out 752 jobs is what we got for the $75,000 we spent last year, and they were able to actually account for those with us. The larger question is, should we be doing an internal audit, or sorry, an objective audit of these numbers? I think that's something that needs to be considered. Our next LDFA board meeting is Tuesday morning, and I'm going to raise it with them. Doing an internal audit of the numbers takes money, and I think it is something that the LDFA should actually fund.
There's no question that the numbers that we receive from any of the entities with which we contract ought to be held to a rigorous standard. I understand that some folks think that the numbers that we've received are inaccurate. I would suspect that the folks who created the numbers have a counter-argument. I would, for myself, be eager to hear a full articulation of both. All that said, I think I'm coming from a place where I see value in state-supported economic development. I'm not in favor of giant tax breaks. I'm not in favor of boondoggles, if you will. But I think that we have a role to attract businesses and retain businesses in the state, in the city, rather, through Spark. I think we have a role for fostering a culture of entrepreneurship, educating folks with respect to entrepreneurship. That also comes through Spark. Right now, Spark is the mechanism to achieve these important city goals. And as a consequence, until it's plainly demonstrated that they are doing a poor job of it, I am in favor of it.
I don't want to pretend this is my area of expertise or that I'm particularly brilliant at the concept of economic development, because I'm not. My problem with Spark has always been that there isn't an easy causal relationship between what they do and what they claim to have changed. Because I can't see the causal relationship doesn't mean it's not there. It means that it's not easy to see. So if the numbers don't match the reality, that becomes an issue for us, and we need to check on that. Councilmember Peterson, Councilmember Taylor, I'm confident Councilmember Kunzelman, we all agree that the numbers have to be accurate and they have to be explainable. But one of the challenges we face is the creation of jobs. Does a business settle in Ann Arbor and hire more people without Spark? We don't know. Does a business grow bigger because of Spark? Spark can't prove it does. That's the part that makes this job creation so difficult for people like me to guarantee has happened because Spark's not hiring people. And we can't say, that's it, we've done it. We can prove this because the Spark did this and that happened. Everything is an incentive, in a sense, a training, in a sense, to new businesses. And those new businesses tell us how much Spark means to them. But it's not a clear box where you can say so many jobs were created, and we're challenging them to do that.
Steve. Boy, this is one that I've really learned to start thinking otherwise from my support of Spark and the LDFA. And the reason is, it has nothing to do necessarily with Republican or Democratic policies. What it has to do a lot is the state educational fund is being raided to provide funding, state funded, for economic development. They say they put the money back, but then why is our public educational system in such dire straits? They're using those monies. My wife is a public school teacher here in Ann Arbor, so I have to start thinking about that. Okay, they just cut many millions out of their budget. We're cutting the custodians, yet they're taking money from educational funds to fund LDFA and Spark. There's a relationship there that is, makes me somewhat bitter. They say they put the money back. I don't know what to believe, but it's a difficult situation. I do know that we have a couple more votes coming up when we talk about LDFA. They want to extend their term. They have to provide information that's going to justify extending their term. And that's where I think the hard vote is going to be taking place. I think Spark is somewhat corporate welfare. I think it deals a lot with, you know, we have these impressions of capitalist cronyism. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we need to start thinking otherwise. And I look to our state legislator out there to help us. Thank you.